Rick Hesselbauer, tell me what's going on at the USU Extension this morning in St. George.
A little bit after 9 o'clock this morning, we had some lights going on and off in the office, and we smelled smoke and sort of checked around and noticed some flames in the ceiling of one of the restrooms. So we called 911, tried to put it out with the fire extinguisher, but it looked like it didn't have much effect. It started to burn up through the ceiling. The fire department arrived very quickly and, you know, of course, wouldn't allow anybody to go back into the building. And then they just started, you know, pretty methodically going throughout and seeing where the flames were. And so it's burned now for quite a while. I think we're trying to contain it originally, but it's pretty much burned into the roof. And now a good bit of the old roof is starting to cave in. So I expect we'll be looking for a new home here pretty soon.
Is that right? It's that extensive then now?
Yeah, it's pretty extensive. Yeah.
Wow. And everyone able to get out safely, and you know, everyone was accounted for.
Yes. Well, fortunately, we had no programs, no meetings scheduled this morning, so it was just two secretaries, KG Matthews and Laurie Terry, and myself were the only ones in the building. So we were able to evacuate pretty quickly and, you know, try to grab a few things on the way out, computers and things like that. But yeah, we didn't have much time to really, you know, take very much out of the building. We just had to get out quick.
Considerable loss then. Obviously, the building is a problem, but there are other materials and things that are probably still inside, huh?
Yeah, I think, you know, mostly probably computers, laptops, cameras, certainly some equipment, things that we use, you know, for 4-H classes, camps. And we have a kitchen, you know, where we do a lot of cooking, demonstrations, food storage, so... one area we're not sure about, there's a one end of the building that the fire doesn't look like it's burned into, where we have sewing classes and computer classes. That one area might be okay. It's obviously got smoke in it, but so far it looks like the fire hasn't burned over to that. It would look like it was maybe a later addition or something to the building, and it doesn't have the same roof on it as the rest of the building. So that part might be salvageable, but the rest of it, where the offices are and the main meeting rooms, I think it's pretty well a total loss.
What a shame, but it's fortunate that everyone is safe and accounted for, and you can always find a new home or new building, can't you?
Certainly, you bet. Yeah, we're grateful for that. Everyone's safe.
Thank you for talking with me, Rick.
Hey, you're welcome.